98.5 The Wire, as promised on the listener comment line, our guest is Grayson Marshall Jr. Before I get into Grayson, man, I got to say, man, I truly admire how you do what you do. But before we get into the meats and potatoes, or as you say, chew the meat and spit out the bones, I always like to ask folks, when did you know your weakness and you turned it into your strength?
I think when you, Paul, when you identify that you are not where you want to be, I think that's when it becomes a revelation for you. I think a lot of people accept where they are. So there is no real revelation to wake up. They've had a mindset about what they thought they would be, who they were going to be, and that's what they're doing at some level. I think when you really sit down and you decide, or you really come to a true understanding that I'm not where I want to be, and that's the problem I'm in, and it's a challenge I'm facing right now, then you have to make significant shifts to do those kinds of things. For me, it was after playing ball. It was after getting out into the world with my college degree and realizing that the world played by a different set of rules than they gave me in academia. That does not mean you don't need formal education because the world requires a ball, but there is a set of rules. I would call them the hidden rules of success that they do not divulge to you in academia, and you have to go search those out on your own. There are willing resources and people that are willing to give that to you. I found it, and now what I do without unequivocal hesitation, with full passion, I give it back to folks so that they can have the right operating manual for the success life that they want to live.
So what's the hardest thing of working with people? I know you've talked to tens of thousands of people on different levels, but what do you see the real issues with folks creating this change? Is it that they don't recognize it? I know they come to you, they don't put the work in. What is it?
They don't recognize, the number one thing, they don't recognize it. And the reason they don't, it's not all their fault. You got to understand that we have literally been programmed a certain way, Paul. Habits, routines, first truths that we've heard when we were little, they become rudimentary and they become foundational. And so my biggest job, and this is why I'm called a metacognition expert, is getting people to understand and be aware of how they think. The thinking is the key. You have to be made aware that my thinking is not correct. It's different. And that's the biggest challenge, is to get someone to become aware that that's the problem. We live in a world where we were told that knowledge is power. So in order for us to move forward, we believe it's getting more information. Well, knowledge is not powerful. Understanding is power. See, you and I both know that eating healthy is better for us than not eating healthy. We both know that exercise is paramount to our having a healthy life. We also know that drinking the right amount of water is a benefactor and a beneficial thing for us to live. However, no one drinks, or very few drink, the amount of water that they should drink a day. Very few exercise the way that they should, and very few eat the way that they should. So the fact that we know it is not enough. It's understanding. Understanding is what causes you to engage. Knowing that I need to change, knowing that I want to change, knowing that I see other people doing it is not enough. It's clearly understanding that whole process, and when you understand, you're more likely to engage. So getting people to that perspective and that point is the most difficult thing, because they're wired into the wrong thinking.
Okay. Tell me, Grayson Marshall Jr., I guess this morning on 98.5 The Wire, what is a metacognition expert? Tell me what that is.
Metacognition, by definition, means the understanding and awareness of how you think. So what I've spent years doing, Paul, is literally learning how and why we think the way that we do, why our perceptions are the way they are, why we conceptually wrap things up the way that we do. I talk about it in an element connected to quantum physics. The brain is the most powerful and the most significant tool we have in the world today. We do know how to operate it to its capacity. if you have a fighter plane, Paul, and you're a great pilot, and all you do is fly it from Atlanta to Orlando, straight down but straight back, you've never maximized what that plane can do. You've only done one certain thing the plane is capable of doing. Computers that we use every day. If I only open my computer and use Microsoft Word, I'm totally not tapped into the full capacity of the use of my computer. What we don't understand is we really have a hard time with getting to the place where we utilize and maximize the capacity of our total skill set. The majority of us only use about 10% of our brain. Yeah. So 90% of that capacity that we haven't even tapped into. And that's what we live with. We live with the inability to understand how to maximize that capacity. The great ones, I don't care in what arena it is. I don't care if it's music, sports, entertainment, law. I don't care where it is, science. The great ones seem to find a way to go to that next level in maximizing the skill set, maximizing the capacity that they have. So my job is to help you identify that that's where the shortcoming is and how to maximize that capacity.
Well, it seems hard for folks to stay there. It's like, you know, I heard you talk about the diets and exercise, and folks lose 30 mm-hmm. pounds, gain 40 pounds back. People make advancements in their life, but why do they fall off so quickly? It's not identifying. Go ahead.
Here's why, Paul, and I'm sorry to mean to cut you off. Here's why. Because we've been taught for years that our action and activity is the key to sustainability. And it's not. Your willpower is not enough. Everything that we identify as progressive and moving forward is usually directly connected to our ability, our desire to do it. You know, we were told the formula for success was focus on what you want, develop a plan and strategy to go get it, and then execute that plan. That's what we've been told. So we've been told and taught that it's all about our desire, our willingness, our good guts and gumption, our effort. However, what we have to understand is that that's why it doesn't work. That formula right there, Paul, 97% failure rate, and here's why. The first two components of that plan, focus on what you want and develop a plan and strategy, you'll get it, are both contingent upon expectations of an external end result that you have no control over. So if Paul Porter wanted to be the greatest salesperson in the world, he could know his product, have every close in the book, and he goes out and says, okay, focus on what I want. I want to make sales. Develop a plan and strategy to go get it. I've got my plan. I know how many people I'm seeing today. Here's where it goes. And then I go out the door. Here's the reality. You could be the best salesman in the world. Your sale is contingent upon me buying. If I don't buy, then your sale doesn't happen. So what you want is not fully in your total control.
Oh, okay.
So what happens is the conditions that we are wired to believe is that if I go do that, then everything works out. That's not so literally what we do is we set people up. And when they go do what you tell them to do, when they actively are doing everything that you said, they don't understand why it's not working. It's because it was not all up to you. But you told me it was all up to me, and it's not.
Yeah.
Third part of that is the willpower, and your willpower is not enough. So this is why folks fall off, Paul. The other thing is, and this is the one key that I tell folks, is that the reason along with that is we have been told to set time frames for things that we do. Here's what you don't understand, and here's what people don't understand. When I set a time frame for anything to happen, I immediately invoke anxiety and stress. Because anxiety and stress is going to be the vehicle I drive until everything is resolved.
Yeah.
Now, I set in my mind a positive outcome that I want. However, I'm pursuing it with a negative mindset, with negative energy. So I'm never going to get the positive result I want consistently when I'm driven negatively. That has everything to do with who we are internally, has everything to do with frequency, has everything to do with quantum physics, has everything to do with how we're made up. It has everything to do with understanding how you work. And this is what I make sure that I think that's a whole other topic. But that's the reality of it, Paul. They cannot sustain it because your willpower is not enough.
Well, Grayson Marshall Jr., we want you to be on our team here at 98.5 The Wire, and we're going to work that out. Tell everybody where to find you, the website, your book.
GraysonMarshallJr.com, G-R-A-Y-S-O-N, Marshall with two L's, Jr.com. My latest book, Be Positive, Just Because, The Keys to Living the Life You've Always Imagined, is rapidly becoming an Amazon best-selling book. You can go to the website to purchase the book right there as well. But it's an amazing call. I'm on the team. If you're involved with the station, I'm on the team. So you tell me how frequent, how much, and I'll make it happen because there's a world of people that I know need to hear the things that I'm saying. They need to hear what it's going to take for them to make that shift. And we've got to get away from blaming everything, everybody, and everyone for what we're not doing. It's time to invoke, empower, emancipate, and elevate people to the next level. And this is what our passion is to do. It's what we're going to do with the help of radio stations like yours and everybody else around the country.
All right. Thank you, Grayson. Hey, man, you still got a crossover. You know, Grayson is a ACC legend at Clemson, man, back in the day.
Yes, sir.
You still got skills?
Sir.
A little
yes,
bit?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. I still got those skills, but I've transferred them, ironically, into the game of golf. So that is my new passion. Yeah, I can still break it down when I have to.
All right, smart move. Grayson Marshall Jr., our guest on 98.5 The Wire.